Hi, hello, welcome, buenos dias, buenas noches, whatever time of day it is for you. Welcome to Idle Rambles with Jeffrey. I'm your host, Jeffrey Meefill. Woo! So cool. And welcome to my podcast. This is episode one of what is hopefully going to be a journey and adventure with whoever chooses to join, and my personal journey towards self-discovery and venting and telling you about things that happen in the world, in the past, books I'm reading, how I'm doing personally, funny things that have happened in my life, something new I discovered, the wonders of anything, questions that people ask, opinions, thoughts, and stuff like that. All right, let's delve into me, what I am, who I am, and why are you here? That's my question of the week. But, so, I'm Jeffrey. I am going to be a junior in high school next year. I just made the finger guns, so I felt that that was important to know. I live in the U.S. Woo! Love that country so much. Patriotic, you know? I am kind of, I'm a weirdo. If you haven't noticed, I'm a weirdo. Riverdale reference. Bad show. Not bad. Interesting. Not going well. Anyways, I'm kind of into fashion. I like interior design. I like to paint sometimes. I like to read. I'm a theater nerd. Yikes. I do a little bit of acting. I mostly do the backstage stuff. I am a stage manager. I'm obsessed with musicals. I like taking photos sometimes. I'm kind of an introvert. I don't really like do a lot. That's why I started this podcast. And yeah, that's me. That's who I am. Who are you? Let me know in the comments and feedback section down below. All right, so I thought I would tell you guys about the book I'm reading right now, which is called Red, White, and Royal Blue by Casey Quiston. It's really good. Let me read you the synopsis. What happens when America's first son falls in love with the Prince of Wales? When his mother became president of the United States, Alex Claremont Diaz was promptly cast as the American equivalent of a young royal. Handsome, charismatic, genius, his image is pure millennial marketing gold for the White House. There's only one problem. Alex has beef with an actual prince, Henry, who lives across the pond. And when the tabloids get a hold of the photo involving Alex-Henry altercation, U.S.-British relations take a turn for the worse. Heads of family and state and other handlers devise a plan for damage control, stage a truce between the true rivals. When it first begins as a fake Instagrammable relationship, grows deeper and more dangerous than either Alex or Henry could have imagined. Soon Alex finds himself hurtling into a secret romance with a surprisingly unstuffy Henry. What could derail the presidential campaign and upend two nations? It raises the question, can love save the world after all? Where do we find the courage and the power to be through the people we are meant to be, and how can we let our learn to let our true colors shine through. Obviously, it's a romance novel. It's a gay romance novel. It's really great. It's really good so far. I'm almost done with it. I've been putting off the ending because I don't want to finish the book because it makes me sad that it'll be over. I've kind of fallen in love with the characters. They're all so good and pure and wonderful and just like everything that I want my romance to be, but I'm forever alone, so that won't be me, sadly, I wish, but it's so good. I totally recommend it. If you're into romance novels, 100% recommend, would do. The other book I am reading right now is called The Romanovs, and it is a full history, I guess, of the Romanov dynasty from the beginning to the end of their reign as Tsar of Russia. It's really good. Also, it's a lot of history. I've been reading it for like almost a year now. It's very long. I'm almost done with it, and it's definitely worth a look at if you're into like more history and not a lot of fiction. It's not any fiction. It's straight facts and a lot of footnotes, but it's really good and it's definitely worth a look at. But yeah, those are the two books I'm reading. If you guys have any books that you're reading that you think I would enjoy, let me know. Anyways, moving on. So I am taking driver's ed because I am turning 16 in September. So I won't get my license before my junior year starts, and I'm kind of annoyed that I don't have it already. But I'm taking driver's ed right now, and so I have to drive in the state of New Hampshire, where I live. You have to drive 40 hours with your parents or a licensed adult, and you have to drive 10 hours with your driving instructor, I think. It might be 10 or 20 hours. And it's honestly not my favorite thing, because it's driving is scary in the first place, but driving with an instructor who, like, knows what you're doing or what you're supposed to be doing and, like, doesn't feel bad about, like, yelling at you about it. Mr. Field, I love you, so I'm sorry, but it's true. It's nerve-wracking and scary, but it's hard. And so I was doing it. I have currently like 8 hours of driving with my instructor, and I've been driving 7 times with him, 6 times 1 hour, and I just went driving 2 hours for the first time with him, and I'm like too far ahead. So every time I sign up to drive, Mr. Field tells me that I can't because I have too many hours and it's illegal, but he keeps letting me do it. So I'm like going through that, which is super fun. It's super nerve-wracking driving with him because I'm worried that like a cop's gonna pull us over and be like, you're not supposed to be driving, you've been driving too many hours, and I'm gonna get arrested or something, which is so stupid, but something I'm terrified of and really hoping that doesn't happen. So that's the first thing going on in my life right now. Really great, really fun. That's my main thing going on right now in my life. And then I had a job interview on Friday at 7:15 in the morning, which, first of all, I didn't know job interviews started in the morning that early. When it was so weird. I wasn't aware that people wanted to interview me at that time. But it was for this little cafe downtown, and it's super cute, and I really want to work there. And I don't really want to be a dishwasher, but, like, they said, like, that's not the only thing I'm going to be doing, so I hope not, because I don't degrade myself like that. I have this weird thing about dishes and, like, germs, and I'm afraid to touch old food, so that's a problem, I know, but whatever. I have to get over it. Anyways, for life, purposes, but I haven't heard back from them, and I know I went camping this weekend. We'll get to that too in a second. So, like, I didn't expect to hear from them because I was gone, but I got back and I checked my email and stuff, and there wasn't anything there about, like, the camping. Sorry, excuse me, what? The interview, or, like, if I had a job or if I didn't have a job, and I need to know, kinda, because I'm interning for a local theater group, the Pine Street Players. You should totally check them out. They do pretty cool theater for their summer camp, and I run their sound for them, and they are doing camp, and I need to tell them my schedule so that they can work it around me, or vice versa. I need to tell them if I have a job there, if, like, what my schedule is for them. So it's, like, it's kind of nerve-wracking and giving me a lot of anxiety, but I'm dealing with it, and it's getting worked out. But I really want this job, and I really hope I get it, because I need money. I have a problem. I spend all of my money the minute I get it on the most stupid, worthless stuff, and it's not good, and it's bad, and I need to stop, and I recognize that it's bad, but I can't stop doing it. It's a problem. I need help. Do you know of any therapists specifically for money-based issues? Please, excuse me, let me know. I need it. But, oh look, there comes one of my worthless purchases right now. That's not true. My cat was not a worthless purchase. I love my cat. But, like, I spent a lot of money on food and stuff for her and kitty litter. But it's okay, because I love her and she's adorable. And this is getting off topic, and that wasn't my point. But, yes, I have a cat. Big deal. It is a big deal. I love my cat. Speaking of cats, has anyone seen the new cat, the new cat's trailer? Because I have. It scared me. It's too realistic and CGI. I don't care for it. Please don't make the movie. I thought it was really scary. Judi Dench as a cat is scary. James Corden as a cat is kind of funny, but mostly makes me want to die. And the fact that they whitewashed a beautiful ballet dancer bothers me a lot, and I get it because the main cat in Cats is canonically a white snowball cat, but they could have found a way to make it work so that it make her black or brown. Or, like, because they made all the other cats look similar to their skin tones, and that, Bob, they did it for Jennifer Hudson. Why can't they do it for Francesca? So let me know if you've seen it. I have. I'm afraid. It scares me to death. I haven't seen Lion King yet, but I want to go see that. It sounds really good. Sounds interesting. What I've heard is it's just basically an updated CGI version of the original movie, which I'm totally okay with. I love that movie so much already, so if it's just updated, I'm sorry, I'm really tired. It's okay with me, but we'll have to see. I might go see it this weekend. I'm sorry this episode was short. Well, actually, I'm not sorry it was short, because this was the first episode and I don't really know what I was going to talk about. Like, I was just kind of introduction and, like, what's up with everyone and, like, welcome and stuff. So, this is a shorter episode of my podcast. It's hopefully going to be available in most places. Definitely Spotify, I think. Anchor, which is the app I use, SoundCloud maybe, or like wherever you listen to podcasts, it should be there. Thanks for listening. I don't know, make sure you follow it and give it a thumbs up and let me know if you have anything more you want to know about or hear about or whatever, or if you hate it, let me know that too and I'll gladly stop. All right, thank you guys so much for listening. This has been Idle Rambles. Bye.